now, Fort Recovery Indians are on the air. This special sports coverage of Indians baseball is brought to you in part by community-minded sponsors and the sports department of Fort Recovery Internet Radio. Now we send you to the dugout for all the exciting baseball action.
Side Neil Spencer, and we're going to bring you.
That one's my fault. I didn't have a song. Didn't have the microphones turned up. Sorry.
We're going to bring you the Houston Wildcats coming in here at 2-3 against your own 2-3 Fort Recovery Indians tonight. The team coming in here, they won their last two ball games. They lost their first three to Rushi, Anzonia, and Jackson Center. All pretty good games. And then they come back and they beat Fairlawn and Anna their last two games, and they've been hitting the ball well the way the scoring shows. They've scored 15 runs in the last two ball games. So the Indians are going to have to try to shut them down, and the guy doing that tonight is going to be Bo Tin. He's going to be on the mound for the Fort Recovery Indians. And we'll go through the lineups here for the starting lineups for the Houston Wildcats. It's going to be Ryan Ely. He is a senior, and he'll be playing shortstop. Actually, they've got a lot of juniors and seniors on this ball club. They do have a freshman at the bottom of the lineup in A.J. Edwards. He's going to be at second base, and he's the only freshman on the squad. Xavier Ludwig, he's the D.H. He'll be batting second for the Wildcats. Jake Least will be behind the plate. He's also a senior. Devin Barker, another senior. He'll be at first base batting fourth. Luke Beaver, he is a junior. He will be on the mound tonight taking on the Fort Recovery Indians. And he'll be batting fifth. Elijah Beaver will be batting sixth, and he'll be playing third base. He is a senior. Austin Cardonier, he is also a senior. He'll be out in right field, and he'll be batting sixth. Ethan Lukey, right, Spencey? Lukey? Lucky? Lukey?
I'm trying to find him on my list here.
He'll be out in left field. He's a sophomore. Ian Arnold will be out in center field.
Yep,
he is a junior. And A.J. Edwards will be, so I'm assuming, I don't know, it doesn't say who's not batting, okay? It doesn't say who's not batting. All it says is the DH. So we'll have to see which one of these guys is not going to be batting. It could be the pitcher. It could be anybody. But A.J. Yeah. Edwards, he'll be at second base. And that rounds up the lineup here for the 2-3 Houston Wildcats, coached by Dan Barker. We owe them one. They got us last year, Spencer, if you remember right. For the Fort Recovery Indians, we're led off tonight by the center fielder, Troy Homan. He'll be out in center field for the Indians this evening. Wyatt Benn will be our DH. He'll be batting second. Bo Tin, like I said, is going to be on the mound. He will be batting third. Landon Post will be at second base. He'll be batting fourth. Marcus Garkey will be behind home plate. He'll be batting fifth. Kendrick Wendell, he will be at first base, and he will be batting, let's see here, sixth, I guess. Brock Deuce will be at third base like normal. He'll be batting seventh. Alex Deuce will be at shortstop, batting eighth. And Riggs Toby will be out in left field, batting ninth for the Fort Recovery Indians. Also 2-3. And, you know, we played a good game against Coldwater to lead the season off, and then I missed a couple of games.
At Salina.
At Salina. And then you went and did Mesinawal. We got them 2-0. And then we had a tough one there at Crestview, didn't we, Spencey?
Went nine innings, and they sneaked a run in.
Yeah, we had the lead going into the bottom of the seventh inning, and they came back, tied it up, took the win in nine innings. And then we played at home the other night. I listened to you and Harold, and we took on the Sydney Lehman boys, and they're down a little bit. We put it to them, beat them 8-0, and then last night got off to a tough start, gave up a bunch of runs early, and tried to fight back, just couldn't get back in there, and took one on the chin last night, 7-3. So,
as well as Jack Irvin pitched on a week ago Monday at Salina,
just didn't have
he
his control.
Just could not get it going last night.
Couldn't get it going.
Just wasn't
last night.
Going.
Well, that's the way it rolls here in baseball season. It's early in the season, and we just want to continue to get better as every game progresses. And the Wildcats are finishing up their infield, and then it won't be long. We're going to be ready for pitch number one. So if we want to take a quick break, Spencer, and we'll come back. We'll talk about some games coming up this week.
Miracle Lanes has two great specials for you every Friday during Lent. For only $9, you can get your choice of an order of popcorn shrimp or six pollock wings, and each will come with fries and slaw. Call ahead at 375-4274, then just drive through and pick it up. Popcorn shrimp dinner or six pollock wings dinner, each with fries and slaw for $9. And they'll have fish and shrimp on their Friday lunch buffet every Friday during Lent. Miracle Lanes, 375-4274.
Hello, I'm Kenny Canote from K&L Tractor Sales in Fort Recovery, Ohio. First, the company who introduced suspension to the commercial mowing industry has done it again. Introducing the Ferris Soft Ride Stand-On Z2 Mower. With this patent-pending adjustable operator platform and suspension technology, you can now experience the amazing smooth ride and speed that Ferris is famous for. Step up to a new level of comfort and productivity with the Ferris Soft Ride Stand-On Z2. Ferris Experience Suspension.
All right, last night's ball games. Welcome back here to Fort Recovery Radio. Last night's ball games in the MAC. Coldwater took care of New Knoxville. They took care of them real easy, 12-0. That was at Coldwater at Memorial Field. Delta St. John's, obviously, as you know, beat us 7-3. St. Henry Redskins took care of Marion Local 7-2 at Marion Local. New Bremen took on their rival Minster and beat them 4-1 at Minster. And Versailles whipped Parkway 12-0, and that was a game at Versailles also. Tomorrow's game is canceled, right, Spencey? As far as we know, we were supposed to play at Anzonia, and that game has been...
So far, not rescheduled, but it is off for tomorrow, for sure.
So we do not play the Anzonia Tigers tomorrow. Next week, we roll into the I guess it's almost the third week of April. Monday, we are at Tribe Village. And Tuesday, we are at Parkway. Let's see, Thursday we're at home here against the Knoxville Rangers. And then on Saturday we travel to South Adams for a doubleheader. And Bobby and I, we like to go to South Adams over there and do those games. So hopefully
you don't have
Easter
obligations this year, do you, on Saturday?
Is that right? Is that Easter weekend?
Yep.
Well, that could be. I have no clue on that.
I'll leave that up to the boss.
That is 100% correct. So we're getting ready here. The umpires and stuff are out there meeting the coaches at home plate, so we're not too far here from the starting lineups. I look forward to a pretty good ball game if the Indians do remember last year's game. They got us, and Harold and I talked about it a little bit last night on the phone, and he said, we owe them one. I said, you're exactly right.
Yep.
So we'll see once what the Indians can do here with the Wildcats tonight. Coach Eink out there going over some ground rules here with Coach Barker from the Wildcats. And pretty chilly evening up here. I'm not going to lie to you. Yep. We got the windows closed and
breeze.
Keeping the old wind down. Going to be chilly for the players out there. Yeah. Hopefully next week warms up a little bit. It sounds like we're going to get some warmer temperatures, but we might be wet, huh, Spencey?
Yeah, that's off and on. And, you know, that's just – it's spring. When I was talking to the coach earlier, he said, sure do wish it was a little warmer, but it's spring. Yep. You know, spring in Ohio, that's how it goes. And
that's the way it rolls. That's right. Spencey, I'm going to the Dayton Dragons game tomorrow afternoon. I'm really hoping to see Nick come out and pitch. They are playing the Tin Caps at Dayton.
Yep.
And Brother Jerry was supposed to get the scoop on him when he was going to be pitching. He didn't know, as of last week, he didn't know if he was going to be a reliever or a starter. And I have not heard anything throughout the week.
Nope. Harold had a conversation with him, and that was the same thing he had, but that was several days ago when that conversation took place. And probably not any newer information than Jerry had.
I wish that young man the best. Wouldn't it be fun to get to watch him play a few games here this year? And I plan on doing it. So
I do too. I think we need to figure out some way to get. Buses or caravans of people to go up when we know he's going to be pitching.
Yeah, I mean, it's going to be, you know, it's tough, obviously, to line everybody up. But, you know, I think a lot of people will be interested to go watch that young man and see how he's progressed here over the last couple of years. I know I am, so I'm excited to see him.
Well, looks like we're having PA problems again. Did not have the national anthem last night.
I didn't know what was going on. The Indians are out there on the field taking over, and Bo on the mound here. Yep. Pitched well the other day, right? Didn't you say, did he pitch at
Crestview, I think. Yeah.
He pitched well at Crestview?
Yep.
Yeah, that's exactly right. Yep. So I'm anxious to see this young man on the mound here. And sounds like we're hitting the ball a little more, seeing it better, and I'm hoping for a victory. So we'll take one more quick break, and we'll be back for first pitch right after this.
Hi, this is Jerry Kalp of Kalp Pharmacy, a locally owned Health Mart pharmacy. Hop on over to Historic Fort Recovery for the Fort Recovery Merchants Easter Egg Hunt on Saturday, April 9th. The Easter Egg Hunt will start at 10 a.m. for ages 0 to 4, and the fire department will have a candy drop for ages 5 and up. The Easter Bunny will also be at Vantry's Park for pictures. Everyone is welcome, so join us on Saturday, April 9th, starting at 10 a.m. Health Mart, taking the time to listen and care.
If you believe inappropriate comments were made during this broadcast concerning communities, schools, facilities, administrators, coaches, student athletes, or fans, please contact this radio station at FortRecoveryRadio@outlook.com or by calling or texting 419-852-0072.
All right, here we go. Welcome back to Fort Recovery Baseball here on Fort Recovery Radio, and the Houston Wildcats getting ready to go 1-2-3 to top of the first inning. It's going to be Ryan Ely, Xavier Ludwig, and Jake List. First three batters here for the Wildcats, coming in at 2-3, winners of two in a row. So let's see if Bo Tin can slow them down here a little bit. And the Indians get their bats working tonight. We'll come away with a nice victory here going into the weekend, and even our record at 3-3. One team's going to be .500 at the end of the day. You know that, Spencer?
Yes, that's good.
First pitch just catches the outside corner. Nice start for Bo for strike number one against Ryan Ely. Shortstop here for the Wildcats. Pitch number two swung on and missed. A little breaking ball catches the outside edge also. So Bo got some stuff working here early on the first batter. Big win for the Reds last night, folks. I'm sure you was watching. I was too. And nice to see the Reds come out, score six runs, and win their first ball game against the World Series champs. That pitch taken a little low and outside. Somebody feels the need to call me right
well,
now.
Well, that's probably...
And they're going to get hung up on. I do not talk while I'm on the air. That's rule number one. Although they probably don't know that, do they?
Probably don't know you're on the air.
Probably don't know that.
Somebody that... why didn't you come to my house today?
No, I doubt it. There's a ground ball over to Brock Deuce. Brock fields it cleanly. Crow hops, fires over, and... That young man is fast, folks. Brock was a little deep on that ball. Took a little too long to get it out of his hand, and that's going to go down as a base hit. He beat that throw out. He was nothing but elbows and you know what going down that first base line. So the first batter gets on and should have been out, folks. Brock now playing in a little bit. He was about three steps deep on the bag. Now he's two steps in a little bit, also guarding for the bunt. Quick throw over to first. He's back in time.
Made him dive. It was a pretty decent throw there.
So that's going to bring Xavier Ludwig to the plate.
Long blonde hair.
Yes, sir, the DH. Comes a pitch high and inside.
And a blonde beard.
And eyeshadow.
That's the blackout, Dave. That's not really eyeshadow.
What I call it.
Do you ever use that to keep the glare off?
No, that ball gets
cheeks?
Away from Kendrick. Kid gets up, and he's going to easily walk over to second base. Looks like the ball got underneath the fence.
Yep.
So, that's an error on the Indians right there. First error of the ball game. Moves Ely over to second base. And now, Ludwig with a chance to drive in the game's first run here with nobody out in the first inning. One ball, no strikes to him. I think it's actually 2-0. Let's see what the umpire puts his hands up.
Yeah, they've had some problems with the scoreboard.
Bo calls time. He's going to go out and talk it over here. Probably got the kid out there at second base, so he wants to go over his signals a little bit. The old Wildcats cruising up here from Houston. Man, we'd love to stomp down there and go to Chunky's for a pizza. You know, that's fancy. That's kind of one of our things. Swinging a miss. Nice job right there by Bo Tin. That does even the count of one ball, one strike, according to the scoreboard. Runner at second, nobody out. Alex Deuce trying to keep the runner honest over there at second base. Here comes the pitch. Nice pitch right there. He likes that outside corner. One ball, two strikes. Settle down, Bo. You're all right. Let's get in out here.
Umpire last night behind the plate was calling, if you were pretty close to that outside corner, it was a strike.
Yeah. You know what? That last one there was just on the black. That one's swung on and popped up foul out of play down the first base line. He'll keep the count at one ball, two strikes. Big home run last night by a young man named Drury, who played third base for the Reds last night. Never heard of him. Saw him a little bit in spring training. That's about it. But I don't really know where he came from, what's going on. But I like Senzel's play. I like Votto's play. Not sure about Aquino batting second at this point. That ball is a breaking ball, and that's going to be flared out to right field for a base hit. Runner had to stay, and he's going to be held up at third base. So the first two guys are on. They're going to be first and third. Nobody out. Top of the first inning. Back-to-back base hits to lead this ball game off. Ely takes off, gets over to third, and that's going to bring Jake List to the plate. Jake List is number 9 senior for the Wildcats. So Bo finds himself in a little bit of a jam here in the first inning. Let's just get out of this inning with not a whole lot of damage.
Yeah, that first man should have been out, but
to no avail.
Yep.
There goes the runner. Marcus going to hang on to that ball. So now, easily down to second base with a stolen one is Xavier Ludwig. And now, second and third, nobody out. Make some plays, defense. Help out your pitcher here a little bit.
Yep. Bear down, Bo.
A lot of room over there between first and second base there at Landon Post. That one's a little high. Two balls, no strikes. When you're playing defense in this kind of weather, the last thing you want to do is stand out there for 45 minutes.
Yep.
Here comes the pitch. That's in the dirt. Gets away from Marcus and not far enough for a runner to advance. So now it's 3-0, and Bo is in big trouble. He's got a base to put him, but that's it.
Yep. We don't want to do that. We need an out. We need an easy out.
Devin Barker, I'm assuming that's the coach's son. He's the cleanup hitter, and he's on deck. Wind blowing from right field in. Swing and a miss on 3-0. Hmm. Got the green light on it.
Oh, that's interesting. But that was good for us.
Well, you got to keep putting it there. Yep. You got to throw strikes here. Come on, Bo. Let's don't get down early. Swing and a miss again on a low pitch.
All right.
Now, Bo works the count back to 3-2.
Good comeback for him, and he's throwing strikes.
Yeah, you got to focus here. Don't lose him now after you get back to 3-2. Make him earn it. Here comes the 3-2. Swung on. Back to Tenney. Tenney's going to grab it field and fire over to first base. The runners do advance on that slow roller. So we pick up and out. List will go down 1-3 in the old scorebook for out number one. Ryan Ely comes in to score the game's first run to make it 1-0. Xavier Ludwig sneaks over to third, and that's going to bring the cleanup hitter and first baseman Devin Barker to the plate.
Big kid.
So we got an out. Good to see that. That pitch taken on the inside edge for strike one.
Nice pitch.
Bo's keeping it down for the most part so far.
Yes.
He had his breaking ball working good. I was watching him warm up. He had a curveball, but I haven't seen one yet. Another fastball low and in the dirt. Nice job by Marcus. One ball, one strike. One out here in the top of the first. Wildcats got one across the plate already to make it a 1-0 ball game. Indians yet to bat. Swing and a miss right there by Barker. I think Bob would be like his great uncle.
No.
No?
I do not think so.
Okay.
Grandpa, maybe.
Here comes the 1-2. That swung on and popped up foul. It's going to be a tough play. Landon Post coming over. He's going to make it for out number two, and then he's going to keep the young man out there at third base. So Back-to-back outs here now for Bo. That goes down as a pop-out to the second baseman. Nice job by Landon to get the out. Two away now. Ludwig stranded over there at third, and Luke Beaver, your batter. He's the pitcher. He's number five. Yes, sirree, he is batting. We still have not figured out which one is not batting. Nice pitch right there. Catches the outside edge again for strike number one. We get out of this with one run.
Yep.
I'll be tickled, folks.
Me too. Bo had control problems a little bit early, and as soon as he got down 3-0.
Now he's showing a suicide bunny. He's going to lay it down. Bo picks it up, goes to first, and that's going to be out number three. So I'm not sure what the guy was thinking there, if he was going to get it past him. But Bo, no trouble, scoops it up, throws him out at first base. And that's going to do it for the top of the first. They do pick up one run on two hits. They strand one. We'll go to the bottom of the first. Indians trail, 1-0.
Spring is here, and that means grilling season is in full swing. And Wayne Street Market again has the best and lowest priced steaks anywhere around. Ribeyes are $9.99 a pound, and T-bones and New York strips are just $7.99 a pound. And don't forget the pork chops, burgers, brats, and hot dogs. They have everything you need for grilling season. Stop by and stock up so you're ready for grilling season at Wayne Street Market, the best meat market around.
Have you been looking for that perfect lot to build your dream home on? Look no further than Indian Hills Estates, located just off of Sharpsburg Road at the south edge of town, within walking distance of Mary Helper Christian's Church and the elementary middle school. There's no better time to choose your lot on this quiet cul-de-sac street with absolutely no drive-through traffic. So even if you're not planning to build yet, get with Dave Kalp to choose your lot now so you'll be ready to go when your house plans are completed. There are several beautiful lots left, and they all have village utilities as well as electric, cable, phone, and natural gas. So give me a call now at 375-4855. I'll be more than happy to go out and help you choose your perfect lot on Spy Run before it's too late.
Do you want to work somewhere that is more than a workplace? Look no further than Cooper Farms, where their competitive pay and suburb workforce will make you feel like a part of the family from day one. Cooper Farms has locations in Van Wert, Paulding, and Mercer counties, and positions are open for all work styles. Whether you need a full-time job with competitive pay and excellent benefits, or a flexible part-time position that allows you to set your own hours, Cooper Farms is the place for you to pursue your next career. Go to CooperFarmsJobs.com to join us today and find a new job. Cooper Farms, more than a workplace.
All right, here we go. Back at Fort Recovery, getting ready for the bottom half of the first inning. Troy Holman going to lead it off for the Fort Recovery Indians. They're trailing by a run here early in this ballgame. Nice job by Bo Tin to get out of a little bit of a jam here in the top half of the first. First two guys got on, and we only allowed one to score. So nice job by the Indians D and Bo to get out of that little mini jam there early in this ballgame. So let's see if number 11 here, Troy Holman, can get things started for the Indians and maybe tie this bad boy up here in the first inning or take a lead.
Yep, I'd have to look, I guess, but I think Troy was on every at-bat last night.
Harold said he was at least 3-for-3, he thought.
Yep.
So let's see if he can keep that going again tonight.
Yep, it's good to get that guy on base.
I gave, at the Salina ball game, we talked about his hand warmers. And
oh, yeah.
So I actually had a beer with Todd, his dad, after the game, and I asked him, I said, I figured that hand warmer was probably his because I knew it wouldn't be his mom's. She's a little tougher than that. So, yeah, he was giving me a hard time.
Well, you gave him a little hard time, so I guess that's just about right.
That's exactly right. Swung on and foul. First pitch in there outside. One ball, one strike to our leadoff guy, Troy Holman.
I just happen to see down the left field line the pickup truck, but I can't see who's in it. It's usually Bechtel Boys and sometimes Eddie Wehrkamp, but I don't know who's down there.
I can't tell who they're all wrapped up.
That one's fouled back over our head.
Troy finds himself down now, one ball, two strikes here. Indians trail by one to the Houston Wildcats. Early on here, folks, there's the chief out there cruising around, making sure everything's safe back at the old swimming pool. Ooh, curveball just missed outside. Two balls, two strikes now to our leadoff guy, Wyatt Benn, on deck. He's our DH. That one's high. Good eye by Troy. Worked him back to a full count here. We'll see what happens on the payoff pitch.
He's not afraid to take it and walk.
Calls time. Gets him out of his comfort zone out there on the mound. Pitcher out there. Who did I say that was? That is Luke Beaver.
Beaver, yep.
Here comes the 3-2. Swung on. Popped a mile high in the field. Third baseman's coming over saying, I got it. And he does. Kind of makes it late in the ball was pretty close to the ground. He reached out there and grabbed it.
But in
the end, that's a pop out to the old third baseman for out number one, and that's going to bring Wyatt Benn to the plate. Yeah. I think Benny was hot last night too, wasn't
he? He's definitely been putting the bat on the ball very well the last week. He seems to be hitting them right at the center fielder or something, but he has hit the ball well.
Now he takes that one just on the inside edge, way too low for Wyatt to get a good wood on that ball. So pitcher's count here now. No balls and a strike. That one's a little low. Good check swing by Wyatt. One ball, one strike here. One out. Bottom of the first inning. Indians trail by one. Swung on and missed. Nice pitch right there. Brought the heater into him.
Yep.
Number five against number five. Luke Beaver against Wyatt Benn. See if we can get a base runner here in the bottom half of the first inning. 1-2 taken outside. Good eye. Two balls, two strikes now. Coach Hank down there at third. Coach Homan over at first base. Good eye again. That's low. So the first two guys getting a pretty good at bat in here, making him work a little bit. Work him now to a 3-2 count. That's a base rock right back up the middle. Nice job by Wyatt Benn. First base hit of the ball game for the Fort Recovery Indians. Just hung with that curveball. That was a breaking ball that didn't break much, and Wyatt was patiently waited on it and just drove it right between the pitcher and the shortstop out in the center field. And that's going to bring Bo Tinn out of the plate.
Chance for him to help himself.
Yeah, see what old Tinny can do here. Wyatt down there at first. Not a big lead. First pitch right across the heart of the plate in there to Bo. Bo hit the ball hard last night too, didn't he?
Yes. We've been making contact. Like last night was a kind of a good example of putting the bat on the ball and it won't drop in.
Yeah, that's the old name of the game. That one's outside. Yeah. One ball, one strike, one out here. Runner at first. Indians trail 1-0.
Yeah, the Delphus last night had several hits like the second batter for Houston did today. Kind of just put his bat out there and it just blooped over
the
infield.
That's the way it rolls. Yep. Another one right down the heart of the plate. Bo watches that one, too. I don't know where he won them, Bo, but them two was perfect, buddy.
No, those were pretty nice.
Protect the plate now. Got a hunch Wyatt might be taking off here with two strikes. We'll see once what happens. And there he goes. Swing and a miss. There's the throw down
strike
to second.
Out.
And he is in there. That could have been a strike him out, throw him out right there. And Wyatt got off to a late start. Kind of bobbled there a little bit and then took off. And so Bo goes down with the K-burger swinging. Wyatt moves over to second base. So the tying run out there 180 feet away, and our number four hitter, Landon Post, digs in. First pitch taken low.
Let's go, Landon. Get him in.
Outfield playing pretty honest, not super deep.
Yep.
Straight away and every field. There's a strike on the outside edge. One ball, one strike to Landon Post. Marcus Gerke on deck here for the Tribe. If Landon can do a little something here with the bat. That one jams him. He swings at it. He pops it up. It's going to be a tough play for the left fielder. He dives and it's going to be foul.
Yep, about 10 feet foul and about a foot from being able to chase it down.
So one ball, two strikes to Landon Post. He comes back in here to the old ball plate. White Ben stands out there on top of second base. He's the tying run for the Indians. Bottom of the first. Chilly night here in the fort. Beaver with the sign. That's a curveball. Hit hard to the shortstop. Shortstop fields it clean. Fires over to first base. Pulls the first baseman off. But he does tag Landon right there as he comes by. And that's going to be out number three. So we get a base hit. We strand the runner. And do not get the score. So we'll go to the top of the second inning. Trailing 1-0.
Want to keep up and running acre after acre after acre? Then turn to genuine Case IH Earth Metal Parts. They're made from pure raw materials with no recycled steel, resulting in a final product that's harder, stronger, and more flexible. Available at Hall Brothers and Fort Recovery. Genuine Case IH Earth Metal Blades deliver consistent tillage performance in the field with less downtime spent replacing components. For more information, visit Hall Brothers, your local Case IH dealer in Fort Recovery today.
Buying a new grill from a big warehouse is like trying to start your old grill. You can end up standing around by yourself and nothing happens. That's not what happens at Ace. Wengler Ace Hardware has an exclusive lineup of premium brands plus premium service from the people who know you best. We'll make sure you get the right grill, whether it's gas, wood pellet, or a flat top griddle. And better yet, we'll assemble and deliver it right to your patio. Don't forget, your newest grill is never far away, and neither is our help. That's why grilling starts at Ace. Stop by Wengler Ace Hardware in Fort Recovery, your grilling destination.
Yep, we'll come back here.
All right, here we go. We're getting ready for the top of the second inning. It's going to be 6-7-8. Elijah Beaver, Cardonier, and Lukey, first three batters. I'd like to see this young man's number on his back here, and then I'll know if he's actually the guy. That's swung on. That's popped up out towards shortstop. Alex with a nice play, chasing it backwards, and that's going to be one up and one down.
He was number seven, in case you didn't catch it.
That's exactly right. That's okay. Elijah Beaver.
Yep.
So a couple pitches, and we got our first out here in the second inning. Now it's going to be Austin Cardonier. That pitch is swung on, and Landon Post comes over with that one. That's number 26, absolutely. Actually, that's two pitches and two outs.
Yeah.
Wasn't it?
Yes, I believe it is. Might have been three, but I'm pretty sure it's two pitches.
I'm pretty dang sure. Bo's pretty happy with that.
Yep.
Now coming up is Ethan Lukey. See if we can find his number right there also. Easton Lukey.
I think that's
13?
13 or 19.
I think it is a 13.
Yeah, 13 is Lukey. So.
He's a sophomore. He takes the first pitch for a strike, and now Bo's coming in there trying to get on top of him, and that one's in the dirt. Gets away from Marcus and back to the screen. Have you been out to the new baseball field lately, Spencey?
No, I think I haven't been out there in two or three weeks.
We got the all the block is laid now. And
oh, that's awesome. So there's like a building.
We got a building, yeah.
That's good.
Here comes a 1-1. That one's in the dirt low.
Not
next
yet.
Step, now we got to get some steel from Vores Welding and Steel. They've got it. They're in the process of working it, and probably in a couple, 3 weeks, maybe we'll set some steel. That one's popped up over our head for a strike. Two balls, two strikes now to Ethan Lukey. Left fielder here for the Wildcats. That one swung on and fouled. Took the windshield right out of my truck. Thank you very much.
Yeah, I'd say that went pretty close to the porta potty.
Two balls, two strikes, two outs. Top of the second inning. Swing and a miss. Nice, Uncle Charlie by Bo Tin. Nice job. Three up, three down for the Indians. And we'll go to the bottom of the second. Indians still trail by one.
Hello, this is Joanne Glenser from the Tin Cupboard. Have you tried our weekly take and bakes? All you have to do is take them out of the refrigerator and bake them, and you will have a delicious meal for your family without all the work. Every Thursday, we will have a different meal available, like chicken enchiladas, chicken pot pie, baked spaghetti, breakfast casserole, or even some authentic ethnic dishes, like my mom's famous homemade egg rolls. We also have salads, breadsticks, and assorted desserts available to go along with our take and bakes. Add on as many as you would like. Be sure to pre-order yours by Wednesday of that week so we know how many to make. You can call us at 375-3034, message us on Facebook, or text me at 419-852-6233. Stock up on your favorites and put them in the freezer, or you can bake them right away. You can save them for a weekend get-together with friends. It's good to always be prepared and have one in your freezer so you will always have a quick dish to drop off to a friend or neighbor. Tin Cupboard Take and Bakes, quickly becoming everyone's new go-to meal.
Remember that scene in the Indiana Jones movie where the old knight tells him to choose wisely? Hi, I'm Connor Ramble with Fort Recovery Insurance. When it comes to insurance, choose wisely. Now, I'm not an old knight, but I do know insurance. From farms to factories to cars and ATVs, don't just spin the wheel and choose the first one that comes.
All right, welcome back to Fort Recovery Radio and Fort Recovery Indian Baseball. Indians coming to the plate here in the bottom of the second inning. Going to go 5-6-7, Garkey, Wendell, and Deuce, first three batters for the Tribe. Marcus Garkey getting up there, and that's going to come back to the screen. Jumps out in front. Two balls, no strikes here. Kendrick Wendell on deck here for the Indians. Indians looking to even this bad boy up here in the bottom of the second inning. They trail by one. That pitch is nice right on the outside edge. And Steerack number one, just not in Marcus's wheelhouse. Here comes the 2-1. Way outside. Good eye by Marcus. Three balls and a strike. Anyway, Marcus, let's get a base runner on here with nobody out. Always a good start to get your first leadoff guy on base. Here comes the 3-1. Right down the heart of the plate. Marcus taking all the way. Evens up at 3-2 now. Kendrick Wendell on deck, followed by Brock Deuce. Here comes the 3-2. And that's going to be down and dirty, and that's going to be a base on balls for Marcus Garkey. And the leadoff man is on for the Indians. And that's going to bring Kendrick Wendell to the plate. Kendrick, one of our seniors. Along with Marcus, and who else do we have as a senior? Brock Deuce. Shows bunt, gets a snipper over it, and it goes foul. So he's going to have to come back to first base. They do have microwave popcorn, don't they, Spencey? How about that? It smells good. No balls and a strike to Kendrick. Leadoff man Marcus Garkey out in first base. Here comes the pitch. That swung on, grounded to second base. Second base. Oh, he's going to make a bad play on that, folks. And that's going to let Marcus go all the way to third. He came in, and that ball just kind of squirted away a little bit. He did not get in front of it. Did not touch it. So it's going to be a base hit for Kendrick Wendell. Moves Marcus over to third. So now the tying run 90 feet away here for the Indians in the bottom half of the second inning. First guy gets on with a walk, folks, and that's what happens. You get a walk, and then the pitcher gets nervous, and we got to keep going. That's all there is to it. We got a trash can up here, Spencer?
No.
All right. First pitch in there to Brock Deuce, taken for a strike.
I set one by the back door so I could bring it up. Does that help any?
No, we're good shape. I can tell Bubba was in here last night eating popcorn because about half bag's on the floor. The other half flew out the window. That one's outside. One ball, one strike. Runners at first and third. Nobody out. Bottom of the second inning. Indians trail by one. Looking to knock this bad boy up against the Houston Wildcats. That's way outside. Squirts away. Runner's going to take off and go to second. Kendrick down to second, and Marcus stays at third. So a little something-something going on here for the Tribe. Alex Deuce on deck.
And that ball only squirted maybe 10 feet away, and That would not have been a good thing if Marcus had come.
No, and he wasn't about to throw the ball down second, so.
Nope.
That one's in the dirt. Nice job by the catcher. Three balls and a strike now. To Brock Deuce. Alec Deuce on deck.
Indians have played, been hitting the ball, so I'm very confident in getting at least a couple of runs here.
Well, let's see what happens. That one's taken for a strike on the outside edge. I think Brock was taken all the way there at 3-1.
Yep. It was outside enough that he thought he might have gotten walked. He's back in. No argument.
Here comes the payoff pitch. That's going to be driven towards the second baseman. Second baseman comes up with it freely. Flips over to first for out number one, but that's going to score a run, folks. Marcus Garkey comes in. Nice piece of hitting by Brock Deuce. Goes oppo on it. And he sacrifices him in.
Goes as an RBI.
4-3. Absolutely, that's an RBI. Out number one, and that's going to bring Alex Deuce to the plate. That one's going to nipper back to the old screen.
So I'm looking for a crooked number here. One out,
I'm wondering
one third.
Here. So I don't know the rule here. Are we batting 10? I guess we're batting 10 players.
Oh,
that one's hit hard out towards the left fielder. Left fielder on his horses, and he's not going to get that one, folks. That's going to go heading back to the wall, and that's going to be a stand-up double for Alex Deuce.
Good job, Alex.
I've seen that young man now hit the ball hard three times.
I don't remember any time ever batting 10.
Well, I'm confused by this. Somebody needs to help me out here.
Yeah, we've.
Because Riggs Toby is now at the plate. Riggs Toby is number 12. Every one of these guys on my lineup has batted. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9.
Yeah, and since it's our team, we didn't mix anybody up.
Am I screwing something up? Did you have something screwed up on your lineup? Because I only have 9 guys down here.
Well, I don't know. I mean, look at
Because Wyatt's not playing.
Look at this picture.
Unless Wyatt, there's a pickoff played back to second. He's back in time. Unless Wyatt is out in right field. Because I do not have a 9. See if you got a 9, a right fielder on your roster there, Spency.
Our number 9, nope, I don't have.
So we're calling Wyatt the right fielder and the DH.
Hmm.
We haven't made it all the way through Houston's lineup, even though A.J. Edwards is playing second base. We'll see if he's batting. Here comes the pitch, right down the heart of the plate. To Riggs Toby. 2 balls and a strike to Riggsy. We got a runner at second. The Indians got 2 across the plate. They took the lead 2-1 here in the bottom of the second inning. Comes a 2-1. Swing and a miss. Jammed him a little bit. Alex Deuce out there dancing around at second base. RBI double. He's happy.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Troy Homan on deck. We roll back to the top here in a second. Here's a hard hit ball to the shortstop. Shortstop fields it cleanly, fires over to first base for the out. But Alex takes off and goes to third base. So Riggs goes down 6-3 in the old book for out number 2. We roll the top back to Troy Homan. Troy hit a sky-high pop-up in the first time at the plate.
Yep, silo, they call him, I think.
Silo? I call it a high ball. That's a high ball, baby. There's a ground ball right back to the pitcher.
Nice
pitcher
play.
Fields it cleanly. Flips over to the first baseman for out number 3. But, hey, we do a little damage here in the bottom half of the second inning. We pick up 2 runs. Indians take the lead 2-1 going into the top of the third inning.
Hello, this is Chad Fowler from Fowler Mechanical. Whether you're a longtime customer or someone we have not had the privilege to serve yet, I want you to know we are here for all your residential and commercial heating, air conditioning, and plumbing needs. We have been proudly serving the Fort Recovery area since 2004, so give us a call at Fowler Mechanical and see what we can do for you. Fowler Mechanical, 419-375-2410.
Remember that scene in the Indiana Jones movie where the old knight tells him to choose wisely? Hi, I'm Connor Ramble with Fort Recovery Insurance. When it comes to insurance, choose wisely. Now, I'm not an old knight, but I do know insurance. From farms, to factories, to cars and ATVs, don't just spin the wheel and choose the first one that comes up. Insurance is too important not to have some local advice on what is wisest for you. ForRecoveryInsurance.com, your local agent for Ohio Mutual Insurance Group.
Brick Street Tavern has some great nightly specials for you. On Tuesdays, you can get our awesome boneless wings for just 75 cents each and a domestic draft for only $1.50. Wednesday night, you can get our delicious grilled or spicy chicken salad for just $6. And Thursdays, it's our crispy chicken wrap with fries for only $6.50. On Friday and Saturday evenings, you can get a sirloin steak for $14.99 or a four-piece chicken dinner for $8.99. And both include our salad bar, your choice of potatoes, and a dinner roll. Be sure to stop in at any time and try a slice of our delicious homemade pie. For great home cooking, stop in and see us at Brick Street Tavern.
Number 24, yep. Ian Arnold. Oh, yeah, Ian Arnold is the batter. That is 100% correct. Welcome back to Fort Recovery Baseball. There's a drive out towards left center, and Troy makes a diving effort for it. Can't come up with it. Throw coming into second. Quick play, and he's in there. So Ian Arnold leads off the top of the third inning with a double. And it looked like that ball was going to be caught out there by Troy. Troy kind of didn't get on his horses until I think maybe the wind grabbed it a little bit, yep. Spencey. And he's yep. like, wait a minute. And he dove, and it was just off the outside edge of his glove. So the Wildcats put a guy on second to lead this inning off. And there's a bunt going to get him over to third base. Bo comes up with it, fires over to second, or first. So let's see, that was number two, who is Ryan Ely. So that's exactly right. So A.J. Edwards is a freshman playing second base, but he is not batting.
Okay.
So now we go back up to Ryan Ely. Ely sacrifices the runner over to third base. And we did figure out our confusion. Tucker Overman is out in right field. Found that on the old yep. roster there. So now with a runner at third, Ian Arnold over at third, we go to the number two batter, Xavier Ludwig. He had a solid base hit in the first inning and actually moved a runner to first and third. Pitch is called for a strike. One ball, one strike, one out here. Top of the third, Indians up by one, 2-1. Boatin on the mound, pitching pretty good. A great inning last inning.
Yes.
That one swung on over towards the shortstop. Alex comes up with it, got a fire over to the first. Dropped by Kendrick, and that's going to be a base hit. Tough play. I think he had it beat out anyway. Runner's going to score, and now we're all knotted up at two, folks. Arnold comes in. Another base hit for Xavier Ludwig. And it's a 2-2 ball game with one out here in the top of the third. Jake List now going to be the batter. Runner at first. Pitch taken for a strike. Bo keeping an eye on him there at first. Here comes the pitch. That swung on and fouled back right over the old press box here.
See your brother down there on the edge of the bleachers, first row on the end.
Brother Jerry.
Yep. Down there sitting with the Homans, Sue and Larry.
Checking out the old Fort Recovery baseball.
Yep. Hard to get away from it once you've lived it for 10 years or more, probably 15.
No doubt. There goes the runner. Check swing. That ball goes down to second. He's going to be safe. The runner, the batter's out, right? Yeah.
Yep.
Okay, umpire's calling the batter out. That was a strikeout.
Yep, and I don't think that the catcher bobbled it.
No, that was a strikeout. So yep. He kind of put his bat out there. I think it was just more to get in the
– Yeah.
To confuse Marcus and let the runner get down to second, but – In the end, that's a strikeout swinging out number two, and that's going to bring Devin Barker, the cleanup hitter, to the plate. He popped out to Landon Post last time up. That pitch taken a little bit elevated and outside.
There's Kyle. Kyle must have been catching a foul ball. Kyle Andrews down there sitting in front of Grandpa.
Taking a little low. Two balls, no strikes.
A nice thing for Lori. Since Jerry's not
coaching,
she doesn't have to come to these cold games. She can wait for the nice days.
Yeah, that's exactly right.
I think she was at every game. I don't remember any she wasn't at over the last 7 years we've
not
been doing
many.
This.
She didn't miss many if she did. I told her she'd come up here and stay warm with us sometimes.
Yeah.
She's an old Cleveland girl. She's toughy.
Yeah, she wouldn't want to have been up here last night. There's some loose ducks around it making some noise.
You cannot go anywhere without seeing ducks if you're with Bubba.
Yep. Sometimes you don't even see them. You just
damnest thing I ever seen. Just hear them. Three balls, one strike, two outs here. Top of the third, all knotted up at twos. There goes the runner. Throw him out, Marcus. Brock.
Ball was there.
Absolute great throw by Marcus down to third base. Young man decided to take the throw, and it was ball four. So Devin Barker goes down to first, and coach is talking. I don't know what we're talking about. Coach is talking to the umpire. Bottom line was, that young man was out. Brock just didn't get a good glove on it, and he had all the time in the world, but bobbled that ball. So that gets Xavier Ludwig over to third. Devin Barker at first, and Luke Beaver, your batter. I wouldn't worry about that kid. Let him go. He's not a big
one. Yep.
Nice job by Marcus right there, out in the dirt. I don't think he's going to go. Either that or Marcus is going to try to throw him out. Pretty big boy.
Yes, he is.
Oh, he rips that baby foul. I mean, he was setting on that.
That was a line shot, but way foul.
He drilled that baby. Luke Beaver hit that baby about 340, but it was about 150 foul. One ball, one strike. Taking high. Come on now.
How's our microwave popcorn?
That's all right.
It's not as good as the fresh popped, is it?
Nah.
Not even close.
Quick and easy.
Yep.
Here comes a 2-1. That one's popped up and out of play.
Is that going to land on us? Nope, guess it's past us.
I don't know the truth about it. I didn't even see it.
It went straight up-ish.
I just saw Marcus turn around and look at me like, dude, you got it. No, I don't. Two balls, two strikes, two outs. Top of the third.
What's the score?
2-2.
Yep.
Swing and a miss. Got him on the Uncle Charlie. Nice job, Bo 10. Well, they pick up one. They knock things up here in the top of the third inning. We'll go to the bottom of the third. Indians need to get one to get back in front. We'll be back in a minute.
Hello, I'm Harold Feely, owner of Hastings Auto Sales and Ford Recovery. Spring is in the air, and it's time to get your car maintenance done. This includes testing your battery, checking all fluid levels, and testing your air conditioning. We will also check your brakes, tires, belts, wipers, hoses, and all lights for your worry-free springtime travels. Give us a call here at Hastings Auto Sales, 419-375-4617, for all your automotive needs.
Are you looking for great food fast? Call Miracle Lanes at 375-4274 and let them do the cooking. You want wings, but the kids want pizza? No problem. Everybody can get what they want. Wings, pizza, great sandwiches, subs, fried goodies. Just call them, then drive through and pick it up. And call Miracle Lanes to reserve your lanes for your kid's birthday party or other get-together. Just call them at 375-4274 now and get your party booked. And be sure to stop out on Fridays at lunch for their great pizza and wing buffet with salad bar. Great food and lots of fun at Miracle Lanes. Stop out or call them at 375-4274.
Hello, I'm Kenny Canope from K&L Tractor Sales, Fort Recovery, Ohio. It has been said time and time again, you get what you pay for. In the case of Simplicity Lawn and Garden Tractors, you get even more. Exclusive features like free floating mower decks for a perfectly manicured cut, full-width rollers for a beautifully striped lawn, suspension comfort system for a smooth ride, and automatic controlled traction for the best traction system in industry. So do you want to settle for getting what you pay for or getting more? Visit K&L Tractor Sales to see the exclusive features of a Simplicity.
Oops, sorry. Forgot to turn us back on.
Fancy, I got to get on you again about turning us on. What's going on with that?
Well, I'm distracted trying to make sure I got this new system figured out.
I think we got her figured out.
Well,
all right, Indians coming to the plate. Bottom of the third inning is going to be 2-3-4. Wyatt, Ben, Bo, 10, Landon, Post, first three batters. White Ben with a solid single last time up. That was in the first inning. Luke Beaver still on the mound here for the Wildcats. Maybe old Bubs can give me a heads up on who's winning the old Masters one time. Bubs, what do you think?
Yep, at least some sort of update.
Scotty Scheffler was in the lead last time I saw it. Windy there to Masters today.
First two outside.
Nice side by Wyatt. Two balls, no strikes. For the junior. Boy, he hit that hard out towards left field. Left fielder on his horses. That's way over his head, folks. That's going out to the fence. Wyatt rounding first, heading over to second. And he is standing there at second base. Look at him. He's fired up out there at
second. I'm fired up. Man.
He hit that baby on the screws, folks.
Yes, he did. He's going to put a couple over the fence before this season's done.
I would say there's a possibility. It gets a little warmer, ball travels a little better, but he hit that baby on the screws, folks. So now, with a runner at second base, the go-ahead run, and Wyatt Benn, that's going to bring our number three hitter, Bo Tin, to the plate. Bo struck out his first time up, and he pops that one up. Going to be a tough play for the shortstop. Second baseman Clyde, and second baseman comes up with it. Nice job by Wyatt because they caught that ball literally standing on second base.
Yep, and Wyatt was there, and two of them were there.
Yeah.
He kept himself out of it, but he kept his base.
Oh, well, you see, I thought they might drop the ball there in that collision, but they hung on to it for out number one, and that's going to bring Landon Post to the plate. Landon grounded out hard to the shortstop first time up. That one swung on and popped up back across the old heads of us.
I'm feeling good about runs this inning.
Yeah, might get the lead back, see if we can get one.
Definitely don't want to waste Wyatt's big bang.
Lead off double.
Yep.
Curveball stays up. See that ball player right there, the kid from Houston? That was a head of lettuce, as Bubba would say. They know how to grow hair down there.
Yep.
There's our other shot over to the shortstop. Shortstop fields it clean, fires over to first, out number two. Wyatt moves over to third base on that hard hit ground ball by Landon. That's two shots he's hit right at that shortstop. Both times hard hit balls. Both time, good play by the shortstop. Out number two. So our go-ahead run is 90 feet away with Marcus Garkey at the plate. Marcus walked his first time up, coming around to score the Indians' first run last inning. That one swung on, and that's going to take the headlight out of my truck. I have no windshield and no headlight.
That's towards somebody else's. I think we did have one that took a back window out last year or the year before.
A good one. No balls in a strike. Ooh, Marcus tried to get your elbow in that slow curve. Did you see that?
Yep.
Marcus says, why don't you go ahead and hit the old chicken wing one time? I'm running down to first. That one's outside. Two balls in a strike now. Hitters count here for Marcus. Let's drive one in here. Come on, bud. Kendrick Wendell on deck. There's a rocket to the second baseman. Oh, nice play by the second baseman that time. Cherry hop up to him, scoops it up, fires over to first. So Wyatt leads us off with a double, doesn't make it around to score, and we're all through three innings, folks. Knotted up at twos. We'll be back in a bit.
Hi, this is Jerry Kalp of Kalp Pharmacy, a locally owned Health Mart pharmacy. Kalp Pharmacy is hosting a presentation with pharmacist Sue Holman. She'll be presenting compound formulations for all ages on Thursday, April 21st at 6 p.m. She will present on hormone replacement, acne, hyperallergenic options, baby butt rash cream, and much more in the Kalp Pharmacy boardroom. Registration is required, so reserve your seat by calling 419-375-2092 or call your local Kalp Pharmacy. Health Mart, taking the time to listen and care.
Wayne Street Market has your solution for Lent. Every Friday during Lent, they'll be serving their famous fish dinners for $8.99, which includes three pieces of freshly fried fish, your choice of two side dishes, and a roll. And you can also get their family fish dinner, which is a full pound of their freshly fried fish, your choice of 2 1-pound side dishes, and four rolls. Be sure to call ahead and place your order at 375-2865 so you can avoid the lines and to be sure they haven't run out of fish that day. Make Wayne Street Market your Lent headquarters every Friday during Lent.
B&D Contracting Incorporated of Fort Recovery, Ohio, specializes in construction of custom residential houses, multifamily and condo units, also commercial and agricultural buildings too. Dave Kalp of B&D Contracting and his employees have many years of experience to help you build any size project. He'll help you design your home or building from the design to finished product. Call Dave Kalp at B&D Contracting in Fort Recovery at 419-234-2976.
All right, welcome back to the top of the fourth inning. It's going to be Elijah Beaver, Austin Cardonier, and Ethan Lukey. First three batters here for the Wildcats, all knotted up at twos. Looks like this baby's going to go down to the wire here. Maybe the Indians can pull something out here, get some outs, go up there, get some runs. Let's get her done, boys. Let's go. Yep.
We have been putting the bat on the ball, so man, we need them to get in there.
You know, first two pitches pretty wild here by Bo 10.
I think our three outs that last in the bottom of the third there were all, you know, pretty good.
Yeah.
That'd be nice.
Landon hit a
through.
Rocket.
Yep.
Marcus hit a rocket. There one ripped foul out of play.
Yep. Still can't see who's down there in the pickup trucks. But
looks like kids on it.
Yep. Just the flagpole and the light pole are in my way, so I can see people, but I can't see faces.
Here comes a 2-1. That swung on and missed. Nice job by Bo. Got down early there. 2-0 count. Worked it back to 2-2. To Elijah Beaver. Popped him straight up. Tough play for Marcus. Got to find it, brother. Got to find it. Got to find it. Back to the screen and down to the ground it goes.
Yep. I don't know if that came off the screen or not. If he'd been there, he might have been able to catch it.
No, it did not hit the screen, but, I mean, that was as close as you could get without hitting it. So.
Yep.
Batter gets a break.
And we'll just strike him out then.
Well, he threw his helmet off, and he looked first by him, looked to his left, and it wasn't there, and then he kind of got turned around. Tough play for Marcus.
Yep.
Here comes a 2-2. Oh, great curveball. Must have got a piece of him.
Yep.
Must have nipped the bat there, folks.
Yep.
For a foul ball.
Get him.
Yeah, come back and get him, bro. There's a fastball. That one's popped up. It's going to be a tough play out there. Shortstop, left fielder, third baseman going over. And looks to me like Alex Deuce, the shortstop, is going to make the play for out number one.
Yeah, lost his hat. Kept the ball.
So great job by Bo. And got down early there with two crappy pitches to start that batter off. But fought his way back and got him out with a pop-up to the shortstop for out number one. And that's going to bring Austin Cardonier to the plate. Cardonier popped up to Landon Post his first time up.
Swing and a miss on the inside pitch.
Shows butt and goes outside. Yep. One ball, one strike. Bo Diddley's been doing good out there on the old mound.
Yes, he has.
He has not walked a batter so far in this ball game, and I don't want to jinx him. Swing and a miss. One ball, two strikes, one out here, top of the fourth inning. All knotted up at twos. Indians and Wildcats from Houston.
Is this the six-hole batting here? Is that
one? Oh, he's way down there. 2, 4, 5, 6, 7.
Seventh.
That one swung on. Going to be a tough play for Willie out, or Troy Boy out and left. Oh, my goodness, he made that catch. Troy covered a lot of ground, folks, out there in center field. I called him Willie for a second, but he was on his horses and made another nice jump and dive and play and caught that one for an out. Great play. Best defensive play we've seen tonight by Troy Homan out there in center field.
Yep. We called him Ross earlier this week. We haven't called him Brenna yet.
That one's popped up out towards left field. Left fielder going back, makes the play. And a nice job for the Indians. Three up, three down for Boat. And we'll go to the bottom of the fourth inning. Still knotted at two, folks.
If you're like me, then finding a job that fits your timeline is vital for you to be able to work at all. Cooper Farms lets me set my own schedule so that I can work when I have the time to. No one should have to choose between their family and their career. Thanks to Cooper Farms, you don't have to. With locations Van Wert, Paulding, Mercer County, and beyond, Cooper Farms has the flexibility and competitive pay I needed to work without sacrificing time with my family. Visit CooperFarmsJobs.com to find your new job today. Cooper Farms, more than a workplace.
Here at Hall Brothers, we know you expect premium performance and dependable durability from your Case IH equipment, and you should demand the same from the parts you put inside it. Only CNH Industrial Genuine parts are guaranteed to perform to the rigorous standards of your Case IH equipment. They're engineered to work harder and last longer, so you can maximize your uptime and minimize your maintenance intervals. Others can imitate, but none can replicate. Nothing beats the original CNH Industrial Genuine parts. For CNH Industrial Genuine parts, visit Hall Brothers in Fort Recovery.
Most jobs take a few steps to complete. What they shouldn't take are a few thousand actual steps roaming through a big warehouse. Instead, make a quick trip to Wangler Ace Hardware. We have the hand-picked quality brands you can trust for just about any job, and we'll make sure to get you in and out in no time. Wangler Ace Hardware has been serving the community for more than 100 years, and we're proud to greet our neighbors every day. No matter what you're working on, stop by Wangler Ace Hardware and let us help you every step along the way. Thank you for your business. Go Indians!
All right, welcome back here. Bottom of the fourth inning. Indians and the Wildcats knotted up at two. For the Indians, it's going to be 6-7-8. Kendrick Wendell, Brock Deuce, Alex Deuce, first three batters. For the Indians, we've got two runs. We've had four hits. We've stranded three. We've only struck out once. We have one walk so far. Who walked? Marcus Garkey walked one time, and we've committed one error so far in this ballgame. For the Houston Wildcats, they got two runs on four hits. They've stranded a pair. They struck out three times. They have not walked one time, and they have also committed an error so far here halfway through this ballgame. Kendrick's going to step in here, and he's going to face Luke Beaver still out there on the mound for the Wildcats. And Coach Barker. First pitch, Kirk. He scored on, he scored on, I think it was Alex Deuce's hit, wasn't it?
I believe so.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's about 6 hours ago, so I don't remember.
That one's popped up foul down the right field line. Going to be in the field, but out of reach for the right fielder. Two balls and a strike to Kendrick.
Let's go, Kendrick.
One of Coach Ike's three seniors. Pretty young ball club here for the Indians.
Yep.
Here comes the pitch. Good eye right there. That's outside. Three balls and a strike. I am swinging like a maniac on this pitch right here, boys.
Yep. See Kendrick get a hold of a good one.
And he swings at her. Hits a rocket. One hopper to the third baseman. He comes up, fires over to first. No problems with that swinging on that. He got a good wood on it.
Yep.
Just cherry hop over to the third baseman. That goes down 5-3 in the old book if you're keeping it at home. Mm-hmm. Out number one, and that's going to bring Brock Deuce to the plate. Brock Deuce had a sacrifice his last time up, and he actually scored Marcus with a ground ball to second base.
That third baseman's playing on the grass.
Well, We saw what happened in the first inning when Brock was playing three steps behind the bag.
Yep.
It's a long throw. And that guy was speedy, too. We didn't.
Yeah.
You know, you don't know how fast that young man is, but he was a leadoff guy, and he was lightning fast down there to first base. And it was a close play, but he was definitely safe. That one's outside. Three balls, no strikes to Brock Deuce. Get on there somehow, young man. We need a base runner.
Yep. He's a good one.
Ball four. So we got a hot hit in Alex Deuce to the plate. Alex hit an absolute rocket his first time up. Drove in Kendrick Wendell, I believe, and he's coming up to the plate. He's one for one.
If he does that this time, if he does what he did last time up, hit one to the fence, Brock can easily score from first if he's going.
Yeah.
Throws over to hold him back on there.
Rick's Toby on deck here for the Tribe. All knotted up at twos here, bottom of the fourth inning. There goes the runner. Brock's going to go. He's going to be safe. A little high throw down there to second base. Pretty good arm on him, but it was just a little bit elevated until the shortstop caught the ball and got the tag down. Brock was in there head first. Wildcats picked up a run in the first and one in the third for their two runs. Indians scored both their runs in the bottom of the second inning. And that's where we're at, folks, 2-2. Swing and a miss by Alex. No balls, two strikes to him. Rick's Toby on deck.
Go, Alex.
See if he can fight back here a little bit. Anything to the right side, that'll move the runner. Quick playoff play, that goes. Oh, no. Wow. Nice job by the shortstop.
Yeah, there wasn't anybody there. The shortstop was...
Shortstop scooped it up in the grass.
Yeah. Whew.
That'd have been big, get Brocky over to third there with one out.
Yep.
Comes the 0-2. It's in the dirt. Oh, tough play by the catcher. And
yep.
Brock halfway down. Good base running by Brock. He's going to take the base, and now... He ends up over at third on a little bit of a pass ball, a little bobble by the catcher, and a go-ahead run 90 feet away with one out. Nice job by Alex outside. Two balls, two strikes now.
One out, so just about anything he does can score this runner.
A rocket to the third baseman. Third baseman
except
keeps Brock on third. And then fires. Nice play by the third baseman.
Yes,
I tell
that
you
was.
What. Nice job by Brock to get back, too, because
he
was about 6-8 feet down the line, and he could have tried to tag him, but Brock was coming back, and that's going to go down as the old 5-3 in the book for out number two, and that's going to bring Riggs Toby to the plate. Come on, Riggs. We need a hit, baby. Let's go. Swing and a miss.
Go, Riggs.
Comes 0-1.
Oop. Bottom end of the strike zone.
Yeah, I thought that was a little low myself, but umpire calls it a strike. No balls, two strikes, two outs here. Bottom of the fourth inning. Oh, that's hit pretty well out towards the left field. Left fielder right at him. Right at him. Riggs gets a little bit of wood on the ball and hits it right to the left fielder for out number three. And we're through four complete, folks. And the score, Houston 2, Fort Recovery 2.
You love our great sandwiches, wraps, soups, and salads at the Tin Cupboard. But did you remember that we also have great old-fashioned hand-dipped ice cream homemade by Desserts? Of course, we have vanilla and chocolate, but we also have a lot more flavors. Stop by and try our mint chocolate chip, cookies and cream, butter pecan, or strawberry. Or how about Superman or Rainbow Sherbet, always a kid's favorite. Try one of our new flavors, black raspberry lemon cheesecake, peanut butter cup, or s'mores. Bring your family by the Tin Cupboard and grab some great homemade hand-dipped ice cream from Desserts. Grab a cup or a cone in your favorite flavor, or try a new flavor.
Who knows? It might become your new favorite. The Tin Cupboard in downtown Fort Recovery.
It seems like the most entertaining things on TV these days are those funny insurance commercials. Hi, I'm Connor Rammel with Fort Recovery Insurance. When it comes to insurance, you need someone who knows the difference between insuring a farm and an economy automobile. As your local agent for Ohio Mutual Insurance Group, I know that our area and our neighbors have unique needs. When it comes to insurance, think local. And if you want a funny joke, I'll do my best. Find us online at FortRecoveryInsurance.com.
All right, welcome back. Top of the fifth inning. Let me wash down my popcorn a little bit.
Yep, that's we got. Just in case you didn't get the message, tomorrow's game at Ansonia is postponed. No makeup date yet.
Yeah, no game tomorrow. Bo Tin back out on the mound, folks. He's going to face 9-1-2, Ian Arnold, Ryan Ely, and Xavier Ludwig. First curveball in there to lead the inning off. Swung on and missed. Now he comes back with the heater. Another swing and a miss. Bo looking strong out there on the mound, Spencer.
Yes, he is. He had that little spot where he wasn't doing well early, and then all of a sudden.
Another curveball. Uncle Charlie got him big time. That's going to be a strikeout to lead off the inning. Strikeout number four for Bo Tin.
Yeah, I think the way the game started, they got their first two runners on. He was three balls and no strikes to a guy. And
battled back.
And ever since then, somebody flipped the switch, and he's been
back.
On
he
every batter, every pitch.
So it's always good to get that first guy out, especially when the leadoff guy's coming up here. And
yep.
So Ryan Ely is going to be up here for his third at bat here in this ballgame. He singled in the first inning, first time up. And then he hit a sacrifice in the third inning, another RBI for him. Two balls, no strikes to him here. Top of the fifth inning, all knotted at two. That one's in the dirt. Battle back here, Bo. You have not walked a man yet in this ball game. He's been down 3-0 a couple times, too. Well, there we go. First walk given up by Bo. Goes to Ryan Ely.
Yeah, I just got through bragging on him, and now the coach is going to come out and settle everybody down.
I just wonder how many pitches he's thrown.
And
he had a couple innings there where, that one inning, I don't know if he threw five pitches and got three outs.
Right.
But he had one. The second inning was pretty long. First inning was pretty long.
Yep, we had several that were a lot of pitches. So don't know who we would.
I don't think he's going to take him out. I'm just out there talking, saying, you all right?
I was just wondering if he had somebody he'd be having in his back pocket that he would. Because Bo probably won't pitch seven.
Well, especially tonight in this cold.
Yep. But if he's feeling good, is this your head of lettuce here?
that's the guy who's been batting a couple times. That's Xavier Ludwig. No, there was a guy who walked through out of the dugout.
Oh, okay.
Must have went to the bathroom or something, but holy cow. He's awesome. That one swung on, taking out the other headlight on my pickup truck.
Kind of surprised they parked their bus out here in our parking lot. Surprised that hadn't been hit twice already.
That's where I should have parked. I should have parked beside it.
Yeah, on the other side of it. Yep.
Yeah. Comes the 0-1. That's in the dirt. Ryan Ely down there at first. Number two batter, Xavier Ludwig, here at the plate. One ball, one strike. Jake List on deck. 2-2 ball game. Both teams. Two victories and three losses. Both teams wanting to even up their record.
Yep.
Pretty good game so far.
Yes, it is.
Been a good battle. Pretty clean game. Here comes a 1-1.
We got
somebody warming up down there.
And I can't see it. I didn't see it. Notice it till the ball came rolling through.
Whoever it is that's warming up, either shot one over the catcher or...
Catcher's probably looking at the girls in the stands.
I don't blame them.
Of course, everybody's bundled up. You can barely see anybody's face. I can't tell if they're pretty or not. or even if they're girls.
All right, here we go. One ball, one strike, one out. Runner at first. 2-2 ball game. Number two batter at the plate, Xavier Ludwig. Another throw over to first. Going to get away from Kendrick, and Kendrick's going to get to it just in the nick of time.
Yep. Runner got up, and he was heading there, but
saw it. Threw that one pretty hard, and it bounced right there in the dirt. Tough play.
Yes, it was. But he did knock it down enough that it wasn't
squirted
too
away.
Far to...
I mean, another 5 feet, and he was gone.
Yeah.
All right, Bo, settle down here. Let's get an out. It'll be a great time to roll, too.
Ooh, I like that idea.
There goes the runner. Marcus with a good throw down to second. I think they got him. No, he slid in underneath the tag.
Yep.
Just a little bit elevated for Marcus down there to landing post. And I think if that throw was down a little bit, he was dead meat. But runner now moves over to second base. So the go-ahead run, 180 feet away. Ludwig with a chance now. Drive in the go-ahead or the go-ahead run. Swing and a miss. Bo got him with some high cheese.
Let's get him here.
Charlie Holman cheating a little bit towards left field on this. Ludwig calls time. That one swung on right back to the pole. I'm sure you heard that through the old microphone.
Yeah.
Couldn't get any straighter.
Hit the pole square and rolled back to the infield. Was that today or yesterday? We had one hit the backstop and went right back to the pitcher.
Is that right?
Yep. Outside, past the catcher, hit the concrete backstop and rolled right back out to
the
pitcher.
Up. Here comes a 2-2 curveball. Stays a little elevated. Three balls, two strikes, one out. Runner at second. And Ryan Ely, Jake List on deck here for the Wildcats. Ludwig 2-for-2 in this ballgame so far. That one he pops up. Straight up, folks. Bo Tin going to make the play for out number two.
Good, good, good.
Well, I'm telling you, that thing was straight up and... it's one of those plays where an infielder is supposed to make that play and the pitcher called the pitcher off, but it was...
Yeah, it was right on the mound.
Right on the mound, yeah. So that brings Jake List to the plate with two outs here in the fifth. That one back to the screen here and foul ball.
I think he swung at ball one. I think that was a little high and outside.
Devin Barker on deck here for the Wildcats. Wildcats picked up one in the first and one in the third for their two runs. Indians, two runs in the bottom of the second. That's all the scoring we got. That one reaches out. Popped up over the old screen. Bo way ahead of this guy. No balls, two strikes, two outs. Don't worry about that runner. Bear down. Get this young man.
Might as well just strike
him out.
So
far, he grounded back to the pitcher, and he struck out so far. That one's a foul tip.
Well, he's swinging at it.
Yeah, I'm not picking on the guy, but he doesn't look confident with that bat when he's swinging up there. He's just wanting to touch it.
Yep, he's made contact every time. Let's whiff him here.
Calls time on this one. Bo, I think you just got to go with the Uncle Charlie here, and you're up because he struggles with that.
Yeah, no balls, two strikes.
Bring him the bender. There it is. Froze him. Runner goes to third, and he is safe.
Yep. Went to the outside of third base.
Yeah, he's kind of on the far side. So now Ely's down at third. What happens there, folks, is a pass ball now scores and puts the go-ahead run at the plate. So Marcus is going to have to focus a little bit, make sure he stays in front of these, which changes his signs now, probably back to a – because that curveball, it froze him. It just stayed inside.
Yep.
Let's see what he calls here with this pitch. 1-2. Brought to Heat. Struck him out. He chased it on the outside edge. And that's out number three. Nice job by Bo Tin. No more runs there for the Wildcats. We'll go to the bottom of the fifth. Still knotted up at twos.
Fowler Mechanical, your local Bryant dealer, would like to help you keep your home comfortable all season long. So whether it's a quick fix or time for something new, Fowler Mechanical has a team of professionals that can help. They offer a full lineup of efficient, energy-saving Bryant heating and cooling system options that can help you save money in the long run. So give them a call at Fowler Mechanical and see what they can do for you. Fowler Mechanical, 375-2410. Bryant, whatever it takes. Good luck, Indians.
Hi, this is Zoe from Brick Street Tavern. We have delicious home-cooked daily lunch specials at a great price, Tuesday through Friday. On Tuesdays, it's meatloaf, twice-baked potato, green beans, peaches, and a roll. Wednesday, it's our famous three-piece chicken dinner with mashed potatoes and gravy, corn, pudding, and a roll. Thursday, you can get tenderloin, fries, and applesauce. On Friday, we have our half-pound cheeseburgers, fries, and slaw. Fast, delicious home-cooked lunch specials Tuesday through Friday at Brick Street Tavern in downtown Port Recovery.
Miracle Lanes has two great specials for you every Friday during Lent. For only $9, you can get your choice of an order of popcorn shrimp or six pollock wings, and each will come with fries and slaw. Call ahead at 375-4274, then just drive through and pick it up. Popcorn shrimp dinner or six pollock wings dinner, each with fries and slaw for $9. And they'll have fish and shrimp on their Friday lunch buffet every Friday during Lent. Miracle Lanes, 375-4274.
Welcome back to, well, we decided it might be Nordmetzger Field. But tomorrow's game at Ansonia is postponed. No makeup date yet. Monday, we're at Tri-Village. And Tuesday at Parkway. Thursday, home against New Knoxville. Friday off for Good Friday, then Saturday doubleheader at South Adams. At Tri-Village, we have trouble in their gym getting a signal. I think we'll be okay outside, but if not, we'll definitely record it, and it'll be in the archives. But either way, Tri-Village on Monday is our next game.
Very good. Thank you, Spencey. Yep. All right, here we go. Top of the lineup for the Indians in the bottom half of the fifth inning. Going to be Troy Holman, Wyatt Benn, and Bo Tin. First three batters here. Troy Boy so far 0 for 2. Hasn't got on yet. I'm liking his chances this time, folks. Two balls, no strikes. Wyatt Benn, hot bat. I'm behind him. 2 for 2. Swung on and popped up. Going to be a tough play for the left fielder. He's coming in hot. And he's going to make the play. So Troy Boy flies out to the left fielder for out number one. And that's going to bring Wyatt Benn to the plate. Wyatt led us off with a stand-up double last time up here to start the third inning. And we never got him home. That pitch taken outside. Too good at bats so far for Benny. That one's in the dirt. Ludwig still on the mound for the Wildcats here in the bottom half of the fifth. That one's inside. Ooh, called it a strike. Maybe he committed to that with his bat.
Yeah.
Maybe he went across the plate.
Yeah,
looked like a check swing.
Yeah. Yep.
Here comes a 2-1. There's a ground ball hard down to the third baseman. Comes up, fires over to first base. Two up, two down here in the fifth.
I'll tell you, it just looks like it would be noticeably more difficult with that third baseman playing on the grass. He has to be quicker on his reflexes, and he hasn't missed one yet. Got another split second if you're back 5 feet.
Well, you do have a split second, but there's he threw him out by six steps. But the reality of it is, I mean, if that ball is 4 feet one way or another, I mean, it's right at him.
Yep.
That one's in the dirt to Bo Tin. Bo Tin 0 for 2. Struck out his first time up and then popped up to the second baseman last time up.
Yeah, I think he's had a number of opportunities and has done every one of them
Yeah, each team right now so far, four hits. Two runs, four hits for each team. Swing and a miss. Good cut by number 10. Landing post on deck here for the Indians.
Help yourself out here.
Ooh. Tough one to take right there. That was a call to strike. Down at the old ankles, I thought.
Yep. Low end of the strike zone.
No, he called it a ball. Good. Okay, 3-1.
I thought he...
Yeah, didn't he give it the old strike zone there? Absolutely.
I'm very sure
now he did. Now it's 3-2.
Yep. Now he's saying 2-2. His fingers say 2-2.
His fingers do say 2-2.
I thought,
might be a screw up on the old board.
Yep, that's possible, but I thought we were keeping pretty good track.
That one's in the dirt. Obviously now it's 3-2 because he's not getting a free pass. What do we know, Spencey?
Think we're watching what we're doing, but.
There's a ground ball to shortstop. Shortstop's got to charge it. Comes up, fires over to first base, and gets him by a step and a half. So three up, three down for the Indians. We go to the sixth. Still not at a twos, folks.
Hello, I'm Harold Feely, owner of Hastings Auto Sales and Ford Recovery. Spring is in the air, and it's time to get your car maintenance done. This includes testing your battery, checking all fluid levels, and testing your air conditioning. We will also check your brakes, tires, belts, wipers, hoses, and all lights for your worry-free springtime travels. Give us a call here at Hastings Auto Sales, 419-375-4617, for all your automotive needs.
Hello, I'm Kenny Canote from K&L Tractor Sales, Fort Recovery, Ohio. Landscape professionals, you've got a big job to do, and that job's got to be done quickly, and it's got to be done right, because that's what pros do. Ferris commercial mowers with patented suspension technology give professionals the edge they need to mow faster while getting a high-quality cut and smooth ride. We should know, because we introduced suspension to the commercial mowing industry, and nobody does it better. Ferris Experience Suspension. So stop by K&L Tractor and discover the secret to a professionally manicured lawn.
Hi, this is Jerry Kalp of Kalp Pharmacy, your locally owned Health Mart pharmacy. At Kalp Pharmacy, we compound custom formulations by combining ingredients based on an individualized prescription for the patient. We can compound oral liquids, capsules, troches, and topical creams for allergy-friendly options for warts, wounds, hormone replacements. And we're located in Fort Recovery, Ohio, Union City, and Burn, Indiana. So stop in or call 800-686-2314 today. Health Mart, taking the time to listen and care.
We were talking about the umpires.
We figured them out.
Yep.
All right, here we go. Bo Tin back out there on the mound here in the top of the sixth inning. Young man's pitched a whale of a ball game. He's got five strikeouts. He's only walked one so far in this ball game, and he's going to go against 4-5-6. Barker, Beaver, and Beaver. The three Bs, the killer Bs. First three batters here for the Houston Wildcats. That one's squibbler down the old first baseline.
These are going to be tame bees for us this inning.
Let's hope so. One ball, one strike. It's kind of funny. That ball was 10 feet foul one time and ended up being inside the
– Yeah.
I mean the –
Yeah, it was 3 feet from the line. Now
the runner took off.
The runner took off thinking, that's moving. I better not be standing in a batter's box.
If it comes back fair before first base, that's fair ball, folks. That one's high.
If we're right that this is a coach's son, it'd have been a pretty bad evening at home for this kid if he'd been standing in the batter's box when that.
Well, I have to admit, I would have stood in his batter's box because I'm telling you, it was 10, 12 feet foul.
Yep.
And I don't know, he had some crazy spin on it or if it hit a chunk of grass or what the deal was. But in the end, Kendrick fielded it in the baseline down there.
Yeah.
Right on the outside edge of the first base baseline. That one's in the dirt. I take that back.
But he calls it a strike.
I am confused by that.
Another one on the
word of God, that bounced in the dirt.
Bottom end of the strike zone.
Two balls, two strikes. Ooh, great curveball. Great curveball by Bo Tin, and that's going to set him down looking. Mm. So Barker goes down looking. And that's going to bring Luke Beaver to the plate. That's the first K looking of the night. for the Wildcats. Oh, this is a nice bunt over Brock Deuce. Fields, it comes in, fires to first. Nice play by Brock Deuce. Comes up throwing on the release and fires down there and gets him by a step. Two up, two down. That's going to bring Elijah Beaver to the plate. That's a great bunt, too.
Yep. Yeah, it was a really nice.
Brock must have broke early on that because he was playing even with the bag. That's where he's at now. And that one's popped up foul. Over to Bretzi's old house. That baby was way foul. Top of the sixth inning. There is a hard hit ball foul down the left field line. Hook and foul. Two up, two down here so far. Indians need to get a couple runs here and get a little cushion.
Yep.
Wildcats picked up one in the first, one in the third for their two runs. Indians bottom of the second for both of theirs. Here comes the 0-2. Oh, great curve. Got him. Marcus drops it, going to fire down to Kendrick, and that's going to be three up, three down. That is one, two, three times Bo Tin has went three up, three down against the Houston Wildcats. We'll go to the bottom of the sixth. Indians need a run to get back on top. We're not at a twos.
Spring is here, and that means grilling season is in full swing, and Wayne Street Market again has the best and lowest priced steaks anywhere around. Ribeyes are $9.99 a pound, and T-bones and New York strips are just $7.99 a pound. And don't forget the pork chops, burgers, brats, and hot dogs. They have everything you need for grilling season. Stop by and stock up so you're ready for grilling season at Wayne Street Market, the best meat market around.
Have you been looking for that perfect lot to build your dream home on? Look no further than Indian Hills Estates, located just off of Sharpsburg Road at the south edge of town, within walking distance of Mary Helper Christian's Church and the elementary middle school. There's no better time to choose your lot on this quiet cul-de-sac street with absolutely no drive-through traffic. So even if you're not planning to build yet, get with Dave Kalp to choose your lot now so you'll be ready to go when your house plans are completed. There are several beautiful lots left, and they all have village utilities as well as electric, cable, phone, and natural gas. So give me a call now at 375-4855. I'll be more than happy to go out and help you choose your perfect lot on Spy Run before it's too late.
Sorry, I didn't let you know we were coming back.
That's all right. We're going to come back here to the bottom of the sixth inning, and Beaver's going to stay on the mound here for Coach Barker and the Wildcats. Indians going to go 4-5-6, Landon Post, Marcus Garkey, Kendrick Wendell. First three batters here for the Indians. All knotted up at twos, folks. We need a run.
Well, I had a feeling that last inning and the inning before we were going to get some.
Quit having the feelings, Spence. Yep. It's not working.
So I'm thinking we'll be out in three pitches this inning.
No chance. There you go. Little reverse psychology. Yep. I like it. Landon Post coming to the plate. Two hard ground outs right to the shortstop both times at his. He's been to the plate. Followed by Marcus Garkey. Come on, Landon. Anyway, baby. Anyway. Base runners. I don't know what's going on down below us, but.
Yeah. Well, the door sticks. So every time they go in and out, they have to slam it.
That one's popped up and foul back over the screen.
I don't know if people can hear that through the thing, but probably about.
Feels like I'm going to fall every time.
Yeah. There's at least once a minute. Somebody's going in and out that door, banging.
I don't get it. There's a curveball. Stays high and inside. One ball, one strike. To our second baseman, number four hitter, Landon Post. That one's a little low. Two balls in a strike now. Anyway, Landon, come on, number three. Big gap out right center. There's a one up the middle. Come on, get through there. Shortstop comes over, gets it in his glove, fires quickly over to first, and gets him by half a step. Landon thought he was safe, but the shortstop made one heck of a ball play right there, and he goes down for the third time. 6-3 in the old book. out number one, and that's going to bring Marcus Garkey to the plate. Marcus walked and scored a run in the second inning. Last time up, he grounded out to the second baseman. Nice pitch right there. Almost had a little bit of a cut to it. No balls and a strike to Marcus. Here comes the pitch. That's a weak grounder. I don't know what happened.
I think it hit it off his foot, I thought.
Kind of hopping around there. Yeah, he was. Ball stayed fair, but foul ball.
I didn't see it hit his foot.
I did not either.
But he didn't. The only way he moved out of the batter's box was hopping.
1 foot. That's right. Be ready for the Uncle Charlie. Here comes the 0-2. There's the curveball. Stays outside. One ball, two strikes, one out here. Bottom of the sixth inning, knotted at twos. That one's way outside and back to the screen.
But nice to have somebody off on base there. Taking a base or two. And not two.
Superman would only got one on that.
Yeah, I believe you're right.
Here comes a 2-2. That's a base hit, boys, right over the third baseman's head. Pitcher perfect and over to first he goes. And Marcus now with a base knock, and he'll be down at first base. With one out, Kendrick Wendell coming to the plate. Kendrick 1-for-2 so far in this ball game. Well, there you go, Spencey. So if that third baseman would have been back four steps, he'd have caught that ball.
Might have, yeah. Yep.
First pitch a little high. I got a hunch we're going to see Marcus go here.
I don't know.
With one out.
After he bounced that off his foot, he might not be in the mood to run.
That could be, too.
I don't know. I'd love to see him go. I'm just sitting there thinking that.
Three bruised toes. I'm out, Coach. I ain't stealing. That one's popped up. First baseman might have a chance at this. Come on, wind, blow it.
Yep.
And it does. Blows it over on top of the roof of the dugout. Come on, Kendrick. Step at that pitcher here, kid. He really stepped down on that one. When he had that base hit, he stepped around at the old pitcher and drove it. That one, he stepped away. One ball, one strike, one out. Here comes the pitch. Popped that baby foul again down the right field line.
Just missed the bus. Just missed the car.
We're out of baseballs. Umpire says, boys, I need some baseballs. He gets a brand spanker.
I believe that is.
And he throws it in the dirt, gets it dirty.
Well, might as well.
Now he's laughing at the catcher. Should have gave it to you. Runner at first. The go-ahead run. One out, bottom of the sixth inning, 2-2 ball game, Houston Wildcats and the Indians. Here comes the 1-2. There goes Marcus. There goes the throw down. He's dead meat, folks.
Yep.
Oh, ooh. He calls him safe.
He might have slid out.
I have no idea how that happened, but
the shortstop is not
Coach
happy
Barker
about
going
that.
Out there saying, what in the world?
And
Dave Tobin giving his explanation. Ball was there. Almost by the time he started going into a slide.
Yeah, and he kind of looked like his foot might have Marcus stuck, and he kind of fell off to the right side.
Marcus is explaining he went to the outside of the bag, and Coach Barker not happy with this call.
And Dave said that the shortstop came down with the tag exactly where Marcus should have been, but he wasn't there. Looked like his foot caught a little bit, and he kind of rolled off to the side.
Whatever the case, Indians with a runner now in scoring position at second base. Coach Barker not happy going back into the dugout there on the third base side.
Well, Tobin was right on top of it.
Yeah, he was right there. I called him out.
Yeah. From
2 balls, 2 strikes. Away. Kendrick swings and misses.
Man.
Two outs now. Kendrick goes down. That's only the second strikeout for the Indians in this ball game, folks. Through six and a two-thirds, 5 2/3.
Let's go, Brock.
So that brings Bruiser Deuce to the plate. Go ahead, run at second base. Two outs. That pitch is low and outside. Coach Ike would love to get him over to third somehow, and then have to worry about a passed ball. Hasn't been many. The young man's done a fine job.
Oh, yeah.
Pickoff play back to second. And, again, I don't get that play because the shortstop's 12 feet behind the bag.
Yeah, he's not.
I mean, they're not going to tag him out.
That was a great throw to the shortstop, but he wasn't near the bag.
Yeah, I don't understand that. Not sure the purpose of that play. Yeah,
not much to be gained there.
Well, the only thing that can happen is it gets past him and Yarkey ends up at third. Here comes the 1-0. Weak ground ball foul. One ball, one strike now. Indians in a heck of a ball game here tonight, folks. Friday night, April the 8th, 2022.
A week away from Good Friday.
Good Friday. Next Friday. Used to be a time on Good Friday we'd try to sneak out and play some golf after 3 hours, but the weather's been so crappy, that one's popped up
way
over our head.
Yep.
Just seems like the seasons are just leaning a little bit more towards a later fall, good weather, and the spring just takes a little longer to get here, it seems like.
Yep.
I don't know if that's just me or if that everybody feels that way, but it seems like it lately. Oh, there's a rocket down the right field line. Stay, it's foul.
Yep.
Squirt. One ball, two strikes, two outs. And we're out of baseballs again.
But here it comes. Every spring we have a good day here and there, but lots and lots of cold, chilly,
crappy days.
Damp.
Actually, somebody told me at work today that next week there's a big storm going to hit the West Coast, and they said it could dump 3 feet of snow in the Rocky Mountains.
They can have that. Good for their skiing.
Good for their skiing. Here comes the pitch. Curveball stays high and inside. Two balls, two strikes, two outs. Deuces wild. Indians need a base hit. I guarantee you, Coach Hank's going to give him the old roundabout.
Yep.
Unless it's a really weak base hit here. There's a hard hit ball. Oh, man. Stabbed by the pitcher. Pitcher
nice
goes
play.
Over to first baseman. And that's going to be out number three. We go to the seventh inning, folks. Still knotted at twos. Nobody's had a hit since the third inning of this ball game. We'll be back.
Do you want to work somewhere that is more than a workplace? Look no further than Cooper Farms, where their competitive pay and superb workforce will make you feel like a part of the family from day one. Cooper Farms has locations in Van Wert, Paulding, and Mercer counties, and positions are open for all work styles. Whether you need a full-time job with competitive pay and excellent benefits, or a flexible part-time position that allows you to set your own hours, Cooper Farms is the place for you to pursue your next career. Go to CooperFarmsJobs.com to join us today and find a new job. Cooper Farms, more than a workplace.
When it comes to fracturing compaction, there's no taming this tiger. In both wet and dry conditions, genuine Case IH Tiger Points create a root environment that reduces plant stress and maximizes the potential for higher yields. Available at Hall Brothers and Fort Recovery, genuine Case IH Tiger Points now have three times the wear life of our second generation and six times the wear life of the original. For more information, visit Hall Brothers, your local Case IH dealer in Fort Recovery today.
Buying a new grill from a big warehouse is like trying to start your old grill. You can end up standing around by yourself and nothing happens. That's not what happens at Ace. Wengler Ace Hardware has an exclusive lineup of premium brands plus premium service from the people who know you best. We'll make sure you get the right grill, whether it's gas, wood pellet, or a flat top griddle. And better yet, we'll assemble and deliver it right to your patio. Don't forget, your newest grill is never far away, and neither is our help. That's why grilling starts at Ace. Stop by Wengler Ace Hardware in Fort Recovery, your grilling destination.
All right, we're back here getting into the red of the bottom of this ball game, folks. We're in the top of the seventh inning. New pitcher on the mound for the Indians, Wyatt Benn. Wyatt coming in here, he started the game against Massinawall, pitched a great ball game there, and Wyatt's coming in here now in relief for Bo Tin, who had an absolute great game. He gave up two runs, only four hits. They stranded three so far. He struck out seven through six innings. He allowed one walk. So nice job by Bo Tin tonight. Now Wyatt coming in here, trying to get three outs. Maybe we can pop a run. Wyatt gets the win.
We'll get a run.
How about that?
We don't need to go extra innings.
No, we do
fans
not.
Fans are chilly. We're kind of warm up here in the press box, but let's get the players and the fans out of the weather as fast as we can.
How about we get three outs, score one run quick, and have a walk-off and get the heck out of here? How's that sound?
I'll vote for that.
I'm all in. All right. It's going to be Austin Cardonier, Ethan Lukey, and Ian Arnold, first three batters. 7-8-9 here for the Wildcats. Again, the Wildcats picked up a run in the first and one in the third for their two runs. There's a weak ground ball back over the middle. Nice play coming in by Alex Deuce. Alex fires over to Kendrick, and that's going to be one up, one down on one pitch.
Nice play by Alex.
Alex plays a nice shortstop.
Yes,
you know,
he does. He's only a sophomore. Usually, I shouldn't say usually, a lot of times the shortstops are short. But Alex is 6'3".
Pretty smooth out there so
far. Yes, he is.
That pitch taken high and outside. One ball, no strikes. One out here, top of the first inning, all knotted to twos. Looks like Bo Tin went to second, and that ball pulled foul. I wonder if that's Landon Post at
short.
At short.
That might
yes.
be. Yep.
It looks I like, mean, look. Looks like Alex
Landon
is out.
Landon has to be somewhere.
No,
yeah.
It looks like Alex is out in center field.
Yeah, that might be. Yep.
That one's in the dirt. Yep. Two balls and a strike now to Ethan Lukey.
I believe you have that right.
I think so, too. I think Landon is at second.
Yep.
Or at shortstop, and Bo Tin's at first. I'm sorry, second. Kendrick's at first. Looks like Troy is over in right. Alex is in center. They're swinging a miss right there. Nice job by Wyatt Benn for the punch out. Strikeout swing and goes down Ethan Lukey, and that's going to bring Ian Arnold to the plate. Two up, two down here in the seventh inning. Looks like going to be Ian Arnold still in here. Ian Arnold scored a run, had a double in the third inning. That pitch taken a little elevated for a ball. Yeah, I think that's Troy. Who's out in left field here for us? I think that is Riggs Toby. Yeah, absolutely. Nice pitch right there, taken all the way. One ball, one strike, two outs. Top of the seventh inning, knotted at deuces. Jammed him, bounced it off.
Gonna catch
out of play.
Car, nope. Bounce between two of them. Two minivans there behind the batting cage.
I can't believe these old plexiglass windows was held up as good as they did up here in this press box.
They sure did.
Here comes a 1-2. Grounded foul over in the third base dugout.
That reminds me, another thing that I forgot to bring today, besides their trash can, was the Windex, because Bubba was mad yesterday because the glare, every time the sun would come out, he couldn't see through the
plexiglass. What a crybaby.
Hey, he'd grab the water and a towel. He was ready to go.
1-2, got him on a nice breaking ball. Baby. Nice job, Wyatt Benn, coming in relief for Big Bo, and that's going to bring us to the bottom of the seventh inning. Folks, we need one run, and we can get the heck out of here. We're still knotted at twos.
You love our great sandwiches, wraps, soups, and salads at the Tin Cupboard. But did you remember that we also have great old-fashioned hand-dipped ice cream homemade by Desserts? Of course, we have vanilla and chocolate, but we also have a lot more flavors. Stop by and try our mint chocolate chip, cookies and cream, butter pecan, or strawberry. Or how about Superman or Rainbow Sherbet, always a kid's favorite. Try one of our new flavors, black raspberry lemon cheesecake, peanut butter cup, or s'mores. Bring your family by the Tin Cupboard and grab some great homemade hand-dipped ice cream from Desserts. Grab a cup or a cone in your favorite flavor or try a new flavor. Who knows? It might become your new favorite. The Tin Cupboard in downtown Fort Recovery.
Ever try to buy insurance online? Hi, I'm Connor Rammel with Fort Recovery Insurance. On the internet, it's hard to tell a computer your truck spends half its life in a field or that you keep your jet ski in a pole barn. Here, life's different than the big city or suburbs. So are our insurance needs. As your local agent for Ohio Mutual Insurance Group, we can address your concerns and a few you may not be aware of. Insurance done local. It's what we do. FortRecoveryInsurance.com.
We're back. Sorry.
All right, here we go. Bottom of the seventh inning. Indians need one run here to wrap this bad boy up. We're knotted at twos, and it's going to be Alex Deuce, Riggs Toby, and Troy Homan. First three batters for the Indians. We got a new pitcher out there on the mound. It's going to be Jake List. Basically, what's happening here, folks, is Ludwig went behind the plate, put the gear on, and the catcher said, I'll pitch for now. So they just swapped one and twos. So the senior takes over here for the other senior, Ludwig, that was on the mound. And we'll see once if Alex Deuce can get us started. First pitch swung on and drove out towards left center. It's going to be right between those two, and it's going to fall in there, folks. I think he got a glove on it, but Alex couldn't head to second, and he's in there for a double. Nice job by yes. Alex Deuce. Second double of the ball game for Alex, and now, folks, the winning run stands at second base.
Manufacture a run. Is that our plan?
I tell you what, if you got to bunt him to third here, folks. You got to bunt him to third and let Troy come up and drive him in. We got Riggs at the plate. Come on, Riggsy. Do your job here, babe. Do your job. The center fielder got a glove on that ball, but he was running as fast as he could. He shows bunt. Lays it right down the first baseline, folks. Best bunt you'll see all year. And that's thrown away. Here comes the run. And the Indians are going to walk off this bad boy on a bunt by Riggs Toby. He laid that thing 2 feet down the line, folks. Coach Barker not happy again. I don't know what he's complaining about, but this baby's over, folks. Indians going to score. Leadoff double by Alex Deuce. Obviously, we're going to make a bunt. Riggs lays down the perfect bunt right down the inside of the first baseline. Pitcher comes over and throws it right over the second baseman's head, who was covering the bag. First baseman come in to try to get that bunt also. Second baseman was there, but he threw it too high. And out in the outfield it goes. And in comes Alex Deuce. And the Indians move to 3-3 on this young season with a 3-2 victory over the Houston Wildcats. We'll be back to wrap it up in just a minute.
Hello, this is Chad Fowler from Fowler Mechanical. Whether you're a longtime customer or someone we have not had the privilege to serve yet, I want you to know we are here for all your residential and commercial heating, air conditioning, and plumbing needs. We have been proudly serving the Fort Recovery area since 2004, so give us a call at Fowler Mechanical and see what we can do for you. Fowler Mechanical, 419-375-2410.
Brick Street Tavern has some great nightly specials for you. On Tuesdays, you can get our awesome boneless wings for just 75 cents each and a domestic draft for only $1.50. Wednesday night, you can get our delicious grilled or spicy chicken salad for just $6. And Thursdays, it's our crispy chicken wrap with fries for only $6.50. On Friday and Saturday evenings, you can get a sirloin steak for $14.99 or a four-piece chicken dinner for $8.99. And both include our salad bar, your choice of potatoes, and a dinner roll. Be sure to stop in at any time and try a slice of our delicious homemade pie. For great home cooking, stop in and see us at Brick Street Tavern.
Hello, I'm Harold Feely, owner of Hastings Auto Sales and Ford Recovery. Spring is in the air and it's time to get your car maintenance done. This includes testing your battery, checking all fluid levels, and testing your air conditioning. We will also check your brakes, tires, belts, wipers, hoses, and all lights for your worry-free springtime travels. Give us a call here at Hastings Auto Sales, 419-375-4617 for all your automotive needs.
We're back here at the, we'll call it the Norb Metzger Field.
And, call it what you want, I love it.
Yep.
Indians come away with a victory tonight, Spencey, with a 3-2 win, walk-off victory. In the bottom of the seventh inning against the Houston Wildcats to move to 3-3. Houston goes to 2-4 on this early season. And a big night here tonight. I tell you, who gets the game ball for me is Alex Deuce. Alex was 2-for-3. He had two leadoff doubles. And he comes around to score the go-ahead, the winning run, on a walk-off bunt by Riggs Toby, who laid one down absolutely perfect, folks. I mean, it was You couldn't have laid it out there any better than that. He couldn't have rolled it out there in a better spot.
Yep.
And it was an error. It was an error that went over second baseman's head who was covering the bag. Indians take full credit for that one, and they come out of here with a victory. A nice hard-fought ball game. Houston, you know, they came out, they scored a run in the first and a run in the third. They only had four hits. So our pitching duo of Bo Tin and Wyatt Benn, who ends up getting the win like we talked about.
Yeah, with probably five pitches.
I'll tell you what, we ended up, we did a great job on the mound. Marcus did a good job behind the plate. They get two runs on four hits. They stranded four. They struck out nine times. So kudos to our pitching staff. And that was Bo with seven. And then Wyatt picked up two Ks there in the seventh inning. We only walked one batter. And they committed two errors. And the last one was the one that kind of cost them. But for the Indians, you know, hey, we had six hits. Wyatt Benn was two for three. Marcus Garkey had a hit. Kendrick Wendell had a hit. And Alex Deuce, like I said, also two for three with two stand-up doubles for the Indians. So the Indians tonight, I'll tell you what, they hung in there. They only had one error. We walked a couple of times. We only struck out twice, which is big. We put the ball in play a lot. We only stranded three runners in the ball game. I thought it was a great game. It was a good, clean game. Proud of the Indians where they hung in there. You know, and the call in the sixth inning, where Marcus stole second base, we thought might turn out to be something, but in the end, it didn't hurt anybody.
Yep.
You know, that was really kind of the only call that was
questionable.
And you know, didn't come back to haunt anybody. But great win for the Indians tonight, Spencey. I love it. I'm not sure about Monday night. We play Tri-Village. Tomorrow's game is canceled at Anzonia, so there will be no baseball game on Fort Recovery Radio tomorrow. But Monday night, you're going to give it a whirl and hopefully you get a signal.
We think we can get a signal down there at Tri-Village. That's Monday night. And then Tuesday, it's going to be at Parkway. We usually have no problem there.
Yeah.
Thursday is home against New Knoxville. And Friday's Good Friday. Then Saturday, doubleheader at South Adams, 11 a.m. for the first game. So that's what's coming up, and awesome. we'll have either all of those on the air or at least in the archives. I think we're going to be okay down at New Madison for broadcast, but if nothing else, we'll at least get it in the archives. So,
well, very good. Once again, the Indians come away with a 3-2 victory on a walk-off bunt by Riggs Toby to score Alex Deuce in the bottom of the seventh inning. Indians win this bad boy 3-2.
Fort Recovery Indians baseball right here on FortRecoveryRadio.com. Special sports coverage of Indians baseball is brought to you in part by community-minded sponsors and the sports department of Fort Recovery Internet Radio. Send you back to the studio for regular programming, and thank you for listening to FortRecoveryRadio.com.